Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
And welcome to the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz, kicking us off on Hump Day. How
Guess
are you guys doing up there?
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It is Wednesday.
Whoop, whoop.
Wednesday.
Whoop, whoop.
You don't look like a camel.
Hump Day.
Hump Day.
Well, what? Yo, Mike.
I love that.
All right, folks, we've got a bunch of stuff to cover today. We've got some of it will probably even be sports related. I can't promise any of that, but I'm pretty sure we'll get to it.
Oh, did you say steak?
Sports.
We've got the Masters tournament that kicks off tomorrow.
Oh, man, see, I can't watch the Masters now.
Why?
Well,
oh, no Tiger, no Arnold.
We haven't had Arnold for a while.
He's been a starter for a while. We haven't had Tiger for a while. This is the first time we haven't had either of them.
The reason why I'm not watching the Masters is because if I don't watch the three-point contest, then I'm not going to watch the Masters. Because
you mean the par three?
Yeah.
As opposed to the three-point shooting contest?
Well, or as they call it, the one-point shooting contest.
If I miss the home run hitting contest, I can't watch the par three-pointers. With the Masters.
And another thing about these golfers. What's the deal with old Tom Morris and young Tom Morris? I mean, are they both old Tom Morris? I'm just saying.
I don't know who Tom Morris is.
Well, there's old Tom Morris and then there's young Tom Morris. There's a movie coming out about young Tom Morris.
Okay.
It's called Aye Golf.
Really, I don't know who that is. I'm going to have to look him up because I don't know.
Young Tom Morris is the first man ever to have a hole-in-one in golf.
Really?
Yep.
That is some golf knowledge being dropped on you folks. I did not know that.
Come on, man.
So they're making a movie about the first guy to ever get a hole-in-one.
About young Tom Morris. Well, so old Tom Morris, and I'm going off memory here, so this is, you know, probably just all BS at this point, but old Tom Morris won the Open Championship and was responsible for basically helping to create golf as we know it. 18 holes at you know, Augusta is how they are at a
St. Andrews,
and his son, who had to grow up in the shadow of old Tom Morris, found that he loved golf and turned out to be actually a better golfer than probably young Tom Morris was better than old Tom Morris.
Well, it's one thing to create a sport; it's another thing to like excel at it. Like I'm pretty sure that Naismith was not an excellent basketball player.
You know what? I bet Naismith couldn't even dunk.
No, I'm pretty sure he couldn't. I'm pretty sure he
probably
couldn't.
Do you know what? I bet his free throws were pretty good, though.
Underhanded, granny style?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's probably all he did, though. He probably couldn't do a spot-up three.
I just imagine James Naismith, whenever he throws the ball up, going, eh!
Is that because his hip hurts?
No, because he's a girl, because he's from Kansas.
Ouch. Taking a shot at the Jayhawkers, right out of the
box. It wouldn't be the first time that people have taken shots at the Jayhawkers.
That's true.
Just ask Missouri.
I was going to say, those guys. You know, that is an under-respected rivalry in sports, is anytime Kansas and Missouri have to play each other in anything, particularly basketball, but even football, anything, those two schools, they hate each other.
I will tell you that the most awesomely offensive t-shirt
I've ever seen
out of the Kansas-Missouri rivalry, and it was a Kansas t-shirt that showed a picture of the 1860 whenever burning of Lawrence to the ground, and under it said scoreboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's although wasn't it Missouri, the Missouri Confederate guys that came over and burned Lawrence?
Yeah, they did. Which
so
is,
why was it a Kansas shirt?
It was a Missouri shirt.
Oh, it was a Missouri shirt.
But it showed Lawrence burning.
Right. You said it was a Kansas shirt, so I was just
no. Well, it showed Kansas, the picture of Lawrence, Kansas,
right,
in black and red.
Burning,
and it said scoreboard.
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, no, I mean
come on.
There are things
that are awesome, that are just evilly awesome.
That's one of them.
Like, for instance, and I use this all the time, and I'm sure I probably used it here, but the deviousness with which Coke and Pepsi have agreed to underhandedly out-dirty each other globally,
yeah,
is spectacular.
I'm not aware of that.
Let me give you Venezuela.
Okay.
Of which I know something about.
Yes.
So for years, Pepsi was the number one soft drink in Venezuela.
Okay.
It's sweeter. Venezuelans
like sweet.
They like sugar. They like the sweeter stuff. If you've ever had like guava, I mean, it's like, oh, like there's so many things in South America that make my teeth hurt. And not just the malaria.
It's like British chocolate. Really
oh, my
sweet.
God. So sweet. So sweet. So anyway, they liked Pepsi.
Yeah.
So what did Coke do? Well, Coke went and got all the bought out all the bottling plants in Venezuela. And because Pepsi no longer had anywhere to bottle in Venezuela, they had to bottle outside Venezuela and bring it in. They lost about 2 months. And to this day, you know what's the best, the number one selling drink in Venezuela?
Coca-Cola.
Yep.
Probably cheaper, too, for Coke because they can bottle it right there in Venezuela. Whereas now Pepsi has to bottle it outside and pay to get it in.
Perfect. And especially cheap now.
Sure. I mean, that's actually really devious. That's great. It's brilliant, though.
Oh, totally.
I mean,
like,
really
it's
smart.
Like terrible. It's like, it's just like, dude, that is so evil. I love it.
It's just great. You have to give that a big round of applause. Like, well done.
So it's like the urban legend that I heard one time. I don't know if this is true or not, but it's just, you know, this, the one guy, you know, knew a kid from high school, and whenever he would go to a party, he would steal photos.
Okay.
And so one time years later, he saw the guy and came back and went to his house, and he had all those old pictures up. And he's like, why did you steal all these? He's like, because it's the only thing they can't replace. And I'm like, okay, first of all, get that guy a ball gag and a dolly with a couple straps across, first of all.
With a hockey mask, with the whole...
Something, yeah. Yes. But second of all, man. Like, yeah, seriously, man, come on.
That's pretty terrible. I mean, although nowadays, everything's digital. So, I mean, if someone actually stole a picture from my house, I would probably be able to just go, oh, okay, well, I'll just reprint it on my little printer at home and frame it from my $1 dollar store frame. It was so easy now with pictures.
Yeah, well, this wasn't then.
Yeah, no, this was back when you actually had to go
to... I mean, seriously, how terrible did it used to be for us where we had to actually take a picture? We had to pull the thing out manually, right? We had to pull the thing out of this big
camera.
First of all, my neck hurt because I had this
camera. Was big.
It had the accordion looking thing.
Yeah.
And then you had to take it out, and then you had to pull that strap. And sometimes it broke off.
What kind of camera are you using?
Well, the one you had to pull off and then shake.
Oh, you're talking Polaroids. Yeah. Okay. I. You know what? What's weird? I didn't. When I was younger, we didn't use a lot of Polaroids.
Can I just show you the saddest picture ever?
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. It's a picture of your baby again.
I know. Well, it's sad.
Why is it sad? It's a baby with a sign that
says
2 months.
It says 2 months. And she's just, you know what she's saying? I'm so old.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so tired. I can't believe it. How am I going to make it to 3 months? 1 month was so hard. I'm 2 months?
Girl, you got a long way to go.
You mean I got to go to 90 years?
If you're lucky.
How many months is that?
More than I can count right
100?
now.
100? More than 100.
1,000 months. 1,000,000,000 months.
Rockies.
Once again, the fourth and fifth inning, man, has been their undoing.
Denver fans need to just stop it right now also. That's coming up.
Okay.
And, you know... Probably wolves.
Wolves.
Coming up. Wolves!
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.